I am from beyond. Listen, and all you desire will be yours. Welcome to Spider-Dan and the Secret Wars. Prepare for battle.
Welcome to Prattle World. I'm your host, the ever-amazing, ever-spectacular Spider-Dan, and in this podcast, I spotlight entertainment's best-kept secrets that a mainstream audience may find boring. And hello, I am coming to you from the Forbidden Worlds Film Festival here in Bristol at the Bristol Aquarium. Not live, this is in my hotel room. After the first day in the morning, but I mean, it's still going on. I'm still here. It's not open right now, but it's going to be very soon. And I just wanted to share with you my experience from the first night. So it was Thursday night, and they were showing not only Terminator, but also Pumpkinhead. It was a celebration of the work of Stan Winston, who you'll know from creating Predator, creating the Queen Alien and those aliens in the Aliens James Cameron film, and many more, including Iron Man as well. The Iron Man suit was designed by Stan Winston and his studio. So yes, I'm here. I saw the lineup for this festival and I was blown away. I've always been looking for a film festival that suits my needs, my cult, horror, you know, weird, wacky, obscure, psychotronic, as I've discovered a word that recently that describes a lot of my taste in films. And I think I've found it. I think I finally found it. Like, I've got nothing wrong with any other film festivals, don't get me wrong. A lot of them are about new films that are coming out, or short films, or up-and-coming filmmakers, and supporting those. I'm all about that. That's very important. But also, I need a few classics in there, or a few ones I've never heard of, something obscure, something, you know, just to kind of, you know, balance it out. I did go a few years ago to the Starburst Film Festival. I don't think that's going on anymore, but it did for a couple of years, and I did get free tickets 1 year, and I very much enjoyed myself there with some special guests. I saw Necromantic there for the first time. So listeners of this and the VHS Strikes Back will know all about that, no doubt. But yeah, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, loads of the great stuff. But unfortunately, it doesn't really go on. I think after COVID, I think they did it a couple more years, and then it just never happened again for whatever reason, which is a shame because I did enjoy it. And so yeah, I just saw this lineup and I went, I've got to go. I just bought my ticket for the full weekend and I said, I've got to go. There's talks, there's guests, there's special introductions that I'm going to get into. But overall, the first day, I have to say, I'm pretty impressed. The venue is fairly intimate, which is not a bad thing at all. The screen is huge. It's a former IMAX screen. So it is an IMAX screen. You can use it and it's massive, it's huge, and seeing Terminator up there on the biggest of big screens was a pretty unique experience, a lot of fun as well. So yeah, they had, not only did they have the film on, they had various stalls, so they're selling their own IPA, they're selling their own cocktails. I want to say Esperin, the people who are dealing in the cocktails. I think it's like Bristol Brewery or something. There's a big gorilla on the front of the logo. Other people will know, and I'm sure they're screaming at the podcast provider app that I should know what these are called. But I will link them in the show notes, and I will link the website and all the social medias, and including some little videos they recently released. Again, I'm going to get to it. Calm down. Hold your horses. So yeah, there was a few stands of kind of selling a new James Cameron book. I believe the man who introduced the Terminator and Stan Winston in general, he did a presentation over Zoom because unfortunately his train got cancelled and he couldn't find a way to get to the event. So they did it via Zoom, which was amazing. You know, they managed to kind of work it out and still have it, in fact, even though he wasn't there in person, which I think is amazing. And he basically described Stan in five different characters. So there was the Penguin, Edward Scissorhands, Predator, the Queen Alien, Terminator. That's five, right? Yeah. So he went through his entire career and described how he created things. Stan, if you don't know, is no longer with us, unfortunately. But he was a genius of creating of characters and creatures and monsters, however you want to describe him. But he also directed a film which was Pumpkinhead. This was his first and last directed film, and it's pretty good. Stands up. I hadn't seen it since I was about 13, I think, 12, 13, which I thought it was a little bit dull or a bit boring, or it wasn't quite what I wanted at the time. But going and watching it this time, I'm pleasantly surprised it's much better than I remember, which is not always the case when you revisit a film. But I'm glad when it is, because I want things to be good. I don't want to shit on them if I can avoid it. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's I'm going to spoil it slightly. People have talked about Terminator quite a lot, so I'll talk about that in a little while. But Pumpkinhead is basically the story of these kind of Southern folk who have these city kids come in and are very reckless and like, city folk, I don't like these city folk. And they run over Lance Henriksen's son, who loves his son. It's the sweetest and one of the most beautiful kind of father-son relationships, which is all more devastating when they run him over with a motocross bike. And it was an accident. But then one of them is drinking and is on probation, so they're trying to avoid calling the police or anything, or ambulance or anything, or getting involved, because he's going to get arrested and sent down for years for drunk driving. And yeah, it's quite good. Like, it's basically the father finds out, Lance Henriksen, and he knows a witch in a pumpkin patch where they grow this vengeance demon, and a man, if he's been wronged, can send out a demon to right those wrongs, but at a cost. And we learn that this demon, which is very xenomorphic, I will say that, like, if you like that, great. I kind of wish there was a bit more, slightly more kind of an original design myself. I don't hate it. I think the design is good, but it's very much, you can see the alien aspect kind of coming through in its design. It's got the tail, it's got the big head, bulbous head, you know. There's some similar things, but hey, if it works, you know, if it ain't broken, do it. So we see that, and then Lance realizes that vengeance is all wrong, vengeance is bad. I love the witch in this. I think the witch is called Haggis for some reason. I don't know if that's, I mean, she's certainly not Scottish, but I don't know why the name choice, but there you go. I've not looked up any trivia on this because it's just a quick one, but I have to say I really enjoyed it. It's the teen characters are actually not quite as annoying and as you know, as like sex obsessed as most horror movies. They are very conscious about what they're doing, the right and wrongs of it. And it is a story about vengeance, and, you know, and Harley wants it. Ed Harley is the character that Lance Henriksen plays, and he's hoping it would be clean and painless and precise, but actually it's messy, it's ugly, it's devious, and it's all kinds of bad. So how vengeance is in the end, it's just messy, messy messiness. But yeah, so that was good. And yeah, Terminator, people have said loads about Terminator, but I will say on this watch, I really enjoyed the score, this kind of techno, tech-noir, if you will. This kind of metallic, mechanical, you know, industrial kind of sound, clanking of the metal, this kind of, you know, welder or blacksmith's kind of shop. It's very much in line with, you know, kind of the music from like Iron Man or something like that, or even Robocop has that kind of aspect to it. And again, those all have been influenced by the Terminator, of course. But yeah, I have to say I really appreciated that this time round. I appreciated the editing. I thought the editing is incredible. Ratchets up that tension that you need. And yeah, absolutely ramps it up. And you need that in this film. And I think because Terminator 2 is so good, I think we often forget how good the Terminator is. Like, you don't get there without this. And I know people say, oh, Linda Hamilton in the second one is amazing. But I actually quite enjoy her arc here, because she starts as just this regular person, you know, waitress, you know, trying to find love in the big city and living a life, living with a friend. And by the end, she's this battle-hardened warrior that you've seen, and that you it is signs of who she will become and who the mother of the future will be. And yeah, I loved it. And again, it's one of those arcs where it's really subtle in doing it gradually, and it's just those little character moments throughout that are thrown in, like her doing the bandage and learning how to do these certain things, and telling Carl Reese to get up, soldier, things like that. You slowly start to see her development, and I think you don't often get that. You don't get many female characters now in a position of weakness. I think it's almost like they're just incredible to begin with, which I don't think is quite as interesting. I know some people have complained about Rey Skywalker or Mulan and things like that, but I think all heroes should have some vulnerability to them. I think the more macho and tough guy you get, for me, the less I'm interested in the characters, or, you know, or tough girl, whatever you want to say. Like, I don't really care for that. Like, I don't care for characters to have it all figured out. My least favorite Batman is the one that has all the, you know, backup plans and all this sort of stuff. So I love that arc, and it's a gradual, beautifully done, beautifully timed and paced. Given the amount of time that, you know, Linda Hamilton's on screen, I think she's really good and absolutely nails the sensitivity, the hardness, and everything you need to nail in that, you know, Terminate, you're a Terminator fucker. You know, when you get to that, you're like, oh yes, what a payoff. What a fucking payoff that was. So yeah, wonderful film, as always. But yeah, those are the things I noticed this viewing, just how brilliant it was. I will say, on those IMAX screens, when there's like a really bright light, I was genuinely like blinded. I was like, oh God, my eyes. But yeah, it's been a really wonderful event. Again, it's only those two films for Thursday, so it's kind of a brief kind of intro for what's going to be going on. So and Jim O'Paint, it was there. I bought a t-shirt off him if you like him. I would have asked for a photo, but I know he's quite, you know, he doesn't like kind of having his photo taken and things, so I kind of avoided that. But we got this wonderful version of the Wicker Man, with all the kind of kids, classic kids TV show, UK kids TV shows characters. So yeah, that was really, really fun. He was a genuine guy. He's there all weekend apart from Saturday, he said. But he has to go to a wedding. Ugh. And he's like, they're not even showing any action movies. And I was like, I'm sure you can find a way, Jim. I'm sure. But yeah, genuinely nice guy. There was a stall for other stuff, so like figures and more t-shirts. I didn't catch where they were from, unfortunately, but I'll probably ask today. Again, I'll leave it in the show notes. It's what I do. And yeah, it was something. What else was there? Just some of the kind of general stuff. I got my pass and everything like that. There's a stall within the aquarium just for kind of like sweets and pop and stuff. But yeah, it's not at the main entrance either, I realise. There's a basically a side entrance, or an in-between entrance between the IMAX area and the Bristol Aquarium itself. So just bear that in mind if you are going to turn up. What they managed to get was kind of amazing as well. What Forbidden Worlds has done is they managed to get an introduction from not only Lance Henriksen for Pumpkinhead, not only Matt Winston, who is the head of his father's late father's studio, Stan Winston Studios. They both introduced Pumpkinhead, but also James Cameron introduced the Terminator with an exclusive video just for Bristol, just for Forbidden Worlds. That was amazing. I didn't expect that. absolutely blew me away, because we had the talk before by, again, I believe his name is Ian Mitchell. I assumed, oh, okay, yeah, you know, we'll have that little talk and that'll be fun, and yeah, and I'll appreciate that, and we'll see what kind of happens. But I didn't foresee that coming. He said he's working hard on Avatar 3. It is available on YouTube, all these introductions. They pretty much uploaded them immediately, so you can watch them for yourself. But it was kind of a bit shocking, really. It was like, oh my God. So absolutely, I think they joked on their social media that they've peaked too early, but let's hope not. But yeah, it's been really good. So I'm going to go see some films today. So I think there's A Prey is on from 1977, which is kind of it's not the Predator movie, but it is something I've not seen. I think we've got Royal Warriors with Michelle Yeoh. I think Gremlins is on, or Way of the Dragon, I think, today. I'll double check. What have we got? Yes, so Prey, Royal Warriors, Gremlins 2, Way of the Dragon, and Dolls. So I'll tune back in with you guys sooner or later, just going to tell you about stuff. I might leave larger or longer reviews over on the Letterboxd. I think I'm just going to do these 2 days and release them as normal on the podcast whenever I can, or as soon as I can, I'll get these out. And then I'll also probably the last 2 days, I think I'm going to stick on my Patreon. So if you want a bit more content, you know where to go. Some great stuff on there. Lots of great content there that nobody else can get unless you pay. So go on there and help us out. But I have to say, I think Forbidden Worlds is doing a fantastic job. The atmosphere is great. The vibe's great. Everyone's having a great time. And yeah, absolutely. I'm 100% on board with everything they're doing. At this rate, I'll definitely be back next year as well. Like, I am on my own, so there is that. Unfortunately, I couldn't convince anybody else to come, but I'm hoping maybe next year I can convince a few more people to come with me, because I think with the stuff they're doing, I'm happy to promote this and get it out there, because I think what they're doing is great. It's fun. There's a sense of community here, a camaraderie, which I haven't seen at many other kind of festivals or conventions and things like that. It's really, really nice. And again, it's a good mix of stuff that people probably have never seen on the big screen or never even seen. And you're introducing new audiences to these films as well, which is, you know, it's film preservation. It's what I'm all about. And that's why do you think I bring up all these films that have been forgotten or, you know, cast aside, or they're underrated. You know, it's what I do. And I appreciate what they're doing. And yeah, everyone's been wonderful. You know, there are some certain rules, house rules and various things you have to follow, but they're very, very minor. And I would expect a good human being to just follow those house rules anyway, without having to be told, but there you are, there you have it. But yeah, it's really, really good. I highly recommend it. I love all the artwork. I love the poster by Jim will paint it. It's amazing. I'm very much looking forward to seeing all of the films today and as many as I can catch. I might give Dolls a miss because I saw it quite recently. I know Return to Oz is on in the morning again, saw that quite recently, so I might give it a miss. I'm not sure. We'll see how I feel. But I think if there's any films I do want to miss, it's probably those. But we'll see how I get on, see how tired I get, or see how many cups of coffee I need. But again, that's just me. I'm absolutely not complaining that Dolls is on or that Return to Oz is on, because I love both of those films. It's just because they're a bit near and dear to my memory that I think I might just dip out of those, maybe just get some more podcasting done. Definitely not the worst idea. It's my money. I'll do what I want with it, actually. But yeah, no, I highly recommend both of those if you haven't seen them, and I'll talk about them anyway on the podcast that I'm going to do about them, because I do like those films a lot. But guys, that has been the very first day at Forbidden Worlds Film Festival in Bristol at the Bristol Aquarium. If you are not following them on social media, do it. If you are not on their website, if you're not looking at stuff, if you are not subscribed to their YouTube channel, go do it now. Again, I'll leave all these links in the show notes so you can enjoy some of the intros we've seen already. I don't know if there's going to be more intros this weekend, hopefully. That would be pretty cool if they could get some of the other stars. Fingers crossed they can. I'm looking for one in particular, I'm hoping. We'll see. But if not, it's still a really good event, really fun. I'm having a great time. Everyone seems to be in the best mood. The staff are lovely. I think I spoke to Tessa online, who I don't know what the word is, programmer for the films, or the picker, or the whatever the word is, who kind of comes up with the lineup. Obviously it takes a lot of time and effort to program something like this, and to make sure you've got a good variety of stuff, make sure you've got, again, the rights to it. And again, if you can organize these kind of introductions, that's incredible. So hats off to everybody working at the Forbidden Worlds Film Festival. I'm really enjoying it. And we've got some great films to come. Majority of them I actually haven't seen, including things like King Kong I've never seen. So I believe this is a restoration as well. So there's a 4K. I know there's a couple of 4K restorations. I believe Royal Warriors is, and Where the Dragon is. I think they're very kind of new 4K restorations. I think they're provided by Arrow Video, if I'm right, or actually the Royal Warriors might be Eureka, I think. But yeah, it's really, really good. I'm having a blast, and everyone's been so nice. And yeah, just check them out, follow them, do all the good stuff. Again, we don't know what, there are tickets still available. There are weekend tickets. There's individual film tickets. If you just want to see Way of the Dragon, come see Way of the Dragon. If you want to see other stuff, again, I don't know when this podcast is coming out. Hopefully I'll do it tonight, get it out tonight. But if not, Way of the Dragon probably would have finished. But if you want to see Return to Oz the following day, there's tickets still available, I believe. So, fill your boots, that you can do. I don't know I think it is day tickets, weekend tickets, or individual screen tickets. So I think they're about £8.50 for the film on their own, which is cheaper than a regular film ticket, and brand new one, which is, going to be potentially decidedly crap, potentially, if you don't like that film. Or you can come see a film you've seen a million times, but see it on a huge, massive, bloody IMAX screen, and basically be inside the film, living inside the silver screen. But yes, absolutely, 100% gets my recommendation so far, but I don't think that will change throughout the weekend. But guys, definitely check it out. I'm hoping we'll, they'll do it again next year. Hopefully, who knows, they might need to move the venue if it gets any bigger, or but maybe they want to keep it small and intimate, and I appreciate that as well, But yeah, thank you again. Forbidden Worlds have been great so far. So yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Not that it's going to change, but they've been great. Forbidden Worlds is fun. Check it out, follow them, subscribe to them. Really good stuff coming up. We've had a lot of fun. I'm on my own. Well, I talked about the pejorative we, the audience that I was involved in. Absolutely having a blast. I forgot how funny Terminator was as well, especially with Paul Winfield and Lance Henriksen. There's the two kind of bumbling cop detectives. All the people in the, again, like I love a film that kind of posits the authority figures and the cops is kind of a bit fucking useless, which they are always in these kind of horror films or chase films. And I think that's the thing about the Terminator as well. It's much more of a horror film. Like Terminator 2 is an action film with shades of horror, and then Terminator is a horror film with shades of being an action movie as well, or a chase movie. It was amazing to see that. Amazing to see all these people getting into it, and you can, the audience are there for it. They're quoting the films, they're laughing, they're well up for it. So everyone's in a great, great mood. I wasn't a fan of the IPA, but I'm not a fan of IPAs. So that's not Forbidden World's fault. That's purely down to me not liking IPAs. But I thought let's support the festival. Let's buy one and let's at least try it. That was it. So yeah, I'll leave you there, guys. As always, you can follow me on all of the good stuff if you go on SpiderDanandTheSecretBoards.com. Like, share, subscribe, follow. do all the good things. But yeah, so head over to spiderdanandthesecretboars.com on the World Wide Web, and don't forget to use the hashtag #PrepareForPrattle. Please subscribe to the Pop Culture Collective newsletter as well to find out what myself, Comics in Motion, and all the other related podcasts are up to week by week. And I'd like to thank my patrons, as usual. I'd like to thank Jack's Musings, I Am Jack's Musings, Simon Cotton, Paul Mellor, Max Byrne, Mike Burton, Angry Andy, Tonya Todd, and Tony Farina for their continuing donations. It is very much appreciated. I've left off Math. How did I forget Math? Don't know what happened there, but Math is on the list. I'm very sorry, Math, for leaving you off. I think I may have left you off the podcast that is coming out. I do apologise. I thought I'd made a note of that, but I guess not. But yeah, sorry, Math. You are paying. I do appreciate you for paying. You are wonderful. Very sorry. I think these are old notes. So anyway, sorry about that. But yeah, absolutely. Check out Forbidden World. If you're not here, if you are in the area, come down, come and see something. If you have the time, come see something. If not, don't. It's fine. But yeah, it's been great, and highly, highly recommend from myself. Bye.